Welcome to Golden Mastermind Seminars Radio with your host, Jeffrey Combs.
Jeffrey Combs, 2 for Tuesday. Welcome to Facebook Live on a very hot, as you can see, even though the air conditioner is on, sweating in California. Very hot day in California, over 100 degrees in the San Joaquin Valley. On the last day of August, 2021, August 31st, welcome everyone to Facebook Live. Good to have you here this afternoon. I will go ahead and let the call populate, then we'll move into our inspirational portion of today's Facebook Live. Beth Devine, good to see you in the San Joaquin Valley, and Corey Van Winkle, good to see you this afternoon. Awesome to have you here. You were the first two attendees on 2 for Tuesday, the last day of August, the year of our Lord, 2021. Topic for today's call is the breakthrough factor, which was the topic or the topic of my book, The Breakthrough Factor. So this book was published in 2018, the end of 2018. Heather, good to see you this afternoon. James Pryor, so good to see you. Jesse Morin Thompson, congratulations to you and Bryce. Wojo, good to see you this afternoon. Everyone say hello to Wojo. He is in beautiful Scottsdale, Arizona. Wojo, say hello to Jesse Morin Thompson. She will be moving to Scottsdale very soon. John Lundberg, good to see you. John says, I am the man. John, you are the man. We are the man. We are men. Good afternoon, Henry. Henry, I'm looking forward to coaching you tomorrow morning from beautiful Cody, Wyoming. Everyone say hello to Maureen Trainer Politti. Maureen is 2-time cancer victor. That's twice Maureen has beat cancer. She is not a cancer survivor. She is a cancer victor. So that's Maureen, my girl, Trainer Politti. Everyone say hello to Maureen. She is an awesome woman. I've known Maureen going on 5 years. Cindy Hunt Haynes, welcome to see you. I had the privilege of coaching Cindy for a year back in 2019. So good to see you, Cindy. It is awesome to have you here. I believe you're in the Massachusetts area. So I just finished a steam, so I'm still beads of sweat, even though there's AC in the GMS office. It's been a very productive morning for me. I have been in the ring with the city of my city for permits and other situations required to be productive in rehabbing house. For those of you who ever rehab properties, you'll know what it's mean to get city. You'll know what it's like to get city permits. I believed I had 2 of them yesterday, and then 1 of them I had to start over. Oh my God! As you know what's going on in the world today, so you understand what that is all about. Trauma-based mind control. And so we are here today to release any trauma, any feelings of overwhelm, any feelings of anxiety, fear, and doubt. So if you are here today, my objective is to assist you to have a better understanding of the cause that creates the effect of why you do what you do, and then move into the breakthrough factor. Breaking through is non-physical. Everyone say hello to Yvonne. Yvonne sends me great content. Yvonne, good to see you this afternoon. Tracy, so good to see you. Congratulations on the successes you are creating. So the topic today comes from this book right here, The Breakthrough Factor. Started writing this book, and actually I recorded the book in 2017. In 2018, the book was finished in November. Scott Huminski has joined us. Heather Vajin is here with us. Great to see all of you on this afternoon's call. So that book is written specifically to give insight and understanding and the inner knowing of what it means to break through. First of all, breaking through is not physical. It is an emotional experience. It means you're able to let go of events that have shaped feelings. Many people live in repressed feelings. They don't remember their childhood. They don't remember the events. They don't remember what happened to them. And then they act out the same actions and feelings they've been holding on to most of their life, not understanding why they do what they do. When you are not the mind-body connection to the events that shape the feelings. I assisted a woman this morning with migraine headaches, and the migraine headaches were a direct reflection of events that she remembered when she was 12 and 13. And specifically with one of the relatives that she was confiding with and the experience that happened, which creates migraine headaches. And I pointed out to her that there's a high probability that she is right-handed, Her migraine headaches came from the left side of her atlas and axis, that is C1 and C2. That's the upper cervical, where we tend to hold our control pain. And so the headaches, she had told me that the headaches were a byproduct of her family. And I explained to her they're not hereditary. They are not in the gene pool, and you don't have headaches because your mother had them. Headaches are a byproduct of anxiety. And there's a syndrome called tension myositis syndrome that the great late Dr. John Sarno wrote about in the book, The Mind Body Prescription. The book is right over there on my shelf. I'll bring it over here before the call ends. As a matter of fact, I'll just reach over and grab it. It is right here, this book, The Mind Body Prescription, Healing the Body, Healing the Pain. So breaking through for my client would be, she's in a position to release her headaches, that she's no longer a victim of headaches. I get headaches with hay fever. I get headaches in the fall. I get headaches in the summer. Headaches are debilitating. I see sparkles. I see bright lights. So this is how a condition can become a behavior based on events that are unresolved. Now, the more you understand why you do what you do, this will assist you to change who and what. Who and what you attract. If you lost your childhood, you lost your innocence because you had to be a grown-up, a confidant to your mother. You become your mother's father. You become your mother's husband. You become your mother's mentor. You become your mother's therapist or your father or the situation, or you had to step up and be a grown-up before your time when you lost your childhood. You lost your identity because now you become a caretaker, a giver, a server, an over-obligator, an enabler. Then if you're a productive person and you're a productive codependent, then you can be highly productive while you attract a team full of people that you have to do everything for them. That's what your ego believes. And so you hold on to a set of feelings based on events that are unresolved. As you have a better understanding of cause, why you do what you do, the separation, the longer breath cycle, the breathing and releasing, accepting the situation for what it is. So James says, happening now at age 60. Thank you, James. I appreciate your candor and your honesty. And the more rigorously honest you become with the cause that creates the effect, then you have a better understanding of why you do what you do. When you are no longer the mind-body connection to the events that shape the feelings, then you're breaking through. That's the separation. That's what scales the consciousness. That's what allows you to let go. That's what allows synchronicity to happen. So synchronicity means on command, in alignment, situations begin to show up in an occlusal alignment. It means there's a scientific alignment where situations begin to line up for you. It's like just like in a traffic lane. The cars are backed up behind you. This will explain the phenomenon of all of a sudden in 1 week you'll close 8 or 10 sales, or you'll have someone in your team or business that does something that is out of extraordinary. I mean, this will happen because of who you become and what you create. It'll happen because of your clarity. It'll happen because you're not the mind-body connection. You're not angry and sensitive and defensive. I was assisting someone yesterday in understanding what sensitive and defensive means. If you're sensitive and defensive, you can't be coachable. You can't be coached because your ego gets in the way. Your ego doesn't want to follow directions. Your ego doesn't want to follow a plan. Your ego wants to wing it. Your ego wants to do it your way, even though your way has got you to rock bottom. But you'll still hold on. Many people still hold on to this because they don't want to let go. It's the That would change my identity. Sobriety would contradict being an addict. Success would contradict failing. Great relationships would contradict failed relationships. Having money would contradict poverty consciousness. It's the duality, the force-counterforce relationships, and consciousness requires no force. Consciousness is power. And power does not access anything other than power because power is its own power. Power does not succumb to anxiety, fear, and doubt. Power neutralizes anxiety, fear, and doubt. That's why in your power, when one of your relatives attempts to use guilt or shame to control you because of what's going on in the world, I can't believe you haven't. Or one of your college homeboys or homegirls reaches out to you and, have you done it? So in power, you don't feel threatened. You don't feel like you have to defend yourself. You don't feel that you have to validate, justify, and explain yourself. In power, you don't have to apologize to anyone. Power doesn't access guilt. Power can easily and effortlessly let go. Power is the light that walks into the room and lights up the darkness. And when you understand the cause that creates the effect of why you do what you do, one of my clients has asked me just recently, how do I let go? And I was explaining to my client, letting go is a skill. And you can't let go when you're sensitive and defensive. You can't let go when you're pissed off. You can't let go when you're in fight or flight. You just can't let go. Diane, so good to see you. Diane Hughes is joining the call today. I was Diane's coach for 4 years. Diane, I was explaining to someone why it's important that they coach with me 3 or 4 years because of what happens in that third year. It's the first, second year that I laid the foundation. It's the third and fourth year where the break once again, that doesn't mean you're obligated to coach with your 3 or 4 years, but I'm just saying that's like the graduation process. That's what I've found in my 33 years of coaching, that the biggest breakthroughs that my clients start to experience is between month 18, 24, 24, 36, and 48. And that's many of the women that I coached that became millionaires that I coached 4 years, that was a component of what happened. First 2 years, third year, fourth year. It's like being a senior in a sport. So Diane says, yes, it's life-changing. I highly endorse your coaching. Nicole Ray Fletcher, good to see you this afternoon. And Nicole calls me Jeffrey Combs because I'm Jeffrey Combs. Nicole, so good to see you this afternoon. No longer the mind-body connection to the events that shape the scene. Breaking through. Breaking through is when you begin to understand events and how an event creates an emotion. Emotion becomes a feeling. A feeling becomes anxiety, fear, and doubt. And then your body reacts to the stimulus. And as you have a better understanding, you can interrupt that feeling in mid-moment, accept the situation for what it is, practice the skill of letting go. It changes your demeanor, changes the anger that you hold on to. It changes how passive you are. It allows you to scale up and it allows you to take off that edge so that you're much more approachable. You're much more available. You're a much better leader and you're less sensitive and defensive. You don't have that hair trigger where you want to get in the ring with someone. You want to prove them wrong. You want to prove them right. You want to be in conflict. When you begin to let go of conflict consciousness, you become more lovable. You admit and emote more joy. You don't react the way you reacted. I'm a recovering reactor. I would get in fist fights. I would get in fisticuffs. I would get in squabbles. I would pull my weapon. I would pull down. I would do all these things that a drug dealer addict would do in his early 20s with a lot of edge. That would be me. And that's how I would live, on that edge. I used to live this one's too many and a thousand's not enough. And live fast, die young, and leave a great corpse. I mean, I used to actually romance that. And when I found that one too many and a thousand is enough, what I learned in my journey was the pleasure is not worth the pain. People ask me why I quit being an addict. Well, because the pleasure wasn't worth the pain. There was no pleasure anymore. I had long since moved out of any joy of being an addict. I was a rock bottom addict. I was an apartment addict. I couldn't leave my apartment for almost the last year of being an addict while I was consuming a gallon of vodka a day. People go, how'd you break through? Well, it's not the way you want to break through. I started having delirium tremens. I ended up on a doctor's table and he called an ambulance and they took me to a hospital. And on the wing of the hospital, there was a heroin drug clinic. And I entered that heroin drug clinic and grabbed a bed and spent 26 days there. And this was not the Betty Ford clinic. It wasn't Passages in Malibu. This was a little clinic on the side of a hospital. So it wasn't glamorous and it wasn't glossy. And they put the refrigerator, this drove me crazy. They put the peanut butter in the refrigerator. You don't put peanut butter in the refrigerator, not in my world. So, I mean, it was no coffee, it was decaf only. And we went bowling one night in a bus. I felt like I was in jail. I mean, it was a very, very unique experience. And the pleasure wasn't worth the pain. No one has to do that. No one has to hit rock bottom. Where you are right now is where you are right now. Every single one of you have the ability to break through right here, right now. And how is that done? It's done by acceptance. So people go, did you flip a switch? Partially, but that wasn't the end of the journey. But there was a place where I put down my weapon. My weapon was vodka, and I was done fighting. I was done fighting with myself, and I realized that the pleasure wasn't worth the pain. So the breakthrough for me began with realizing I could actually live without alcohol. It's like you could have the same breakthrough when you could live without anger. You could live without your family. You could live without these people that you tell yourself, but they're my family, they're my friends, they're my... When you actually can accept that the people you think are your friends and your family, and you can separate your feelings from them without worrying about the outcome, that's breaking through. When you start to change your dialogue with receiving, asking, and deserving, and you're not worried about offending someone, getting in trouble, making mistakes, that's breaking through. But breaking through is not physical. You're not running through the gym, through that wooden hoop with the brick wall that's paper. That's not physical. You don't have to run into a brick wall. This doesn't have to be hard, difficult, or arduous. Breaking through and letting go is it's a skill set where you begin to take... You begin to take that outer edge off, that ego, that analytically egoic mind that has to know all the details and all the answers. That's that part, that component of your personality that's very sensitive and defensive and that has to defend themselves and wants to be in conflict and then broods and pouts and drops the energy down into a level of energy called apathy. You'd be able to take off the pain body that keeps you in headaches and low back pain and upper neck pain and all the other situations to go on your back. You'd be able to address the intestinal situations that you have and the irritable bowel syndrome. You'd be able to let go of a lot of the conditioned behavior that you hold on to because you wouldn't be the mind-body connection to the events. As you practice forgiveness, as you practice acceptance, and practice, it means it's practice. It's not just words. It means that you understand and you accept what it means to live in recovery, to live in sobriety. Now, the type of sobriety I'm talking about is emotional sobriety. Anything outside of that's the next level of it. But as you start to understand that we become addicted to our feelings and we recreate situations over and over to fulfill feelings, to create a payoff. And the payoff is what many people don't understand. They don't understand that payoff, there's actually a benefit. The benefit is you get to avoid being your best self. And then you don't have to face the pressure. It's an illusion. You're not under any pressure, not on the ceiling. Kayla, good to see you this afternoon. Aaron says, people have a right to be wrong and learn their own lessons. I can be comfortable in my own knowing. I also realize that. So go ahead and read what Aaron's... Roger Maldonado is on here with us today. Roger, good to see you this afternoon. Kayla, are you joining us from Orange County or from the city by the bay? So this content is really about mastering your emotions, because mastering your emotions means you don't fly off the handle. It means you don't get your feelings hurt. It means you're able to sit right in the middle of the situation and in the task at hand, be able to navigate, adapt, and adjust with your creativity and your innovation. You're not overwhelmed. You're not anxious as much. You're not worried about the outcome that hasn't happened. You're able to navigate the minefield. You're able to let people go. You're able to easily and effortlessly sidestep and move around a situation. You live in the solution, not the problem. You want to be right less often. Josh Morin. Josh, I saw your workout pictures today. Awesome. I saw those on Facebook. Great to see you here this afternoon. James says, going 24 hours without criticizing himself. Give James a hand. That is awesome. That is outstanding. Good. That is a breakthrough. 24 hours without being critical of self. That is a breakthrough for many people if they can master that, because that skill allows you to separate your feelings from being rejected. And a person that's used to being rejected, if they can't find someone to reject them, they will reject themselves by criticizing themselves. It's a very common commonality. So the more you understand why you do what you do. Why am I always late? Why am I overwhelmed? Why am I unorganized? How do I? That's the analytically egoic mind. Hawkins' new book is out today for its shipping. So You Are Not Your Ego. So that's the title, something like that. But you can find it on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. But his newest book, Hawkins died in 2012. So it's going to be a compilation of some of his best content. But his newest book is shipping today. I purchased it 2 days ago. So that'll be, and I paid second day air, so I will have that in a couple of days. So the more you understand what letting go is, that's your breakthrough. Letting go is two words. LG is the acronym. And what letting go means, there's a separation between a feeling and the events that shaped your anxiety so that you are not anxious. Now, the benefits of letting go, oftentimes acne will clear up, psoriasis. Other skin issues can begin to clear up. You can look younger by letting go. You don't look as intense in letting go. You're not as pissed off in letting go. Your demeanor changes. You begin to soften up a little. And also in letting go, you can go from the other side of being very in empathy and apathy and grief and very low energy. You can actually come up in energy and be a lot more inspirational. So you can come up and you can come down from that edge and find that middle ground called consciousness. And in that conscious state of being, you are you and you are free. So the value of that in a business, a leverage business, if you're an insurance agent, a real estate agent, a network marketer, a direct salesperson, a coach, an influencer, an affluencer, you're selling products, services, benefits, and features, letting go can unequivocally change the who and what factor, who and what you attract. Letting go can also assist you to negotiate much better, to persuade much better, because when you're letting go, you're not desperate. When you're letting go, you're not going to be in the ring with the city planners and the city checkers and the people who sign off on the contracts because you want to be right. Letting go can keep you from getting fined for doing things that you shouldn't be doing. Letting go can also allow you to be more humble to people of authority, and you can easily and effortlessly let them go and be right. Lisa says, I'm always letting go. Lisa, so good to see you. So Lisa understands what it means. Letting go can actually allow you to look and feel younger because it takes off a lot of the puffiness, takes off bloating. In letting go, you can address irritable bowel syndrome, stomach and intestinal issues. As you let go of events that stay, because what oftentimes in irritable bowel syndrome and stomach and gut issues, it means that there's challenges eliminating, challenges with flow. It means backed up, stopped up, pissed off, holding on to a lot of shit. I mean, that's what it means metaphorically. And then physically, there's bloating, there's acne, there's other skin issues that happen from it. And the more you understand cause and effect, why you do what you do. Thank you, James. Grinding teeth, biting nails and fingers. So that's very much so. So Lisa, so good to see you here this afternoon. My name is Jeffrey Combs. I am the president and founder of Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. What is my topic for tonight? Topic for tonight is letting go of the future that has not happened. Linda Davis in Modesto, California. Good to see you this afternoon. Roger Maldonado, so good to see you. If you have not accessed a free 20-minute coaching call with me, feel free to go right up there in Messenger and request. Or if you'd like to add on to your existing coaching, feel free to reach out to me. I would be honored to be and stay your coach. Or if you're a former client and would like to speak to me, feel free to reach out. This is a mind-blowing book, The Mind-Body Prescription, Dr. John Sarno. This book was written in the early 90s. One of my chiropractor clients and I were discussing that book earlier this morning. This is The Breakthrough Factor. I authored that book in 2018. Jeffrey Combs, have a great afternoon. Thank you very much. Good day and goodbye.